Another American soldier has been killed in Afghanistan. Petty Officer First Class David Tapper of Camden, New Jersey, has died of wounds sustained in hostile fire Wednesday in Paktika province. Petty Officer Tapper was the 31st American killed in combat since U.S. forces overthrew the Taliban rulers of Afghanistan in the fall of 2001. Since last March, there's been a resurgence of fighting in southern Afghanistan, pitting Afghan government forces backed by U.S. troops against remnants of the Taliban and their supporters. The last 2 weeks have seen some of the bloodiest battles since the Taliban was toppled, with more than 100 people killed. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Kandahar, Afghanistan, and described the latest fighting.
From what we can gather from officials here in Kandahar and in Zabul, there appears to be an effort underway by the government to flush a large number of Taliban, one official in Zabul says several hundred Taliban, from a mountainous district in Zabul province where three provinces basically converge, Zabul, Uruzgan, and Ghazni. During this effort, which is ongoing, authorities say the Taliban managed to ambush a government force and at least two soldiers were killed. And according to officials, at least three Taliban, with two more taken prisoner. This happened yesterday, officials say, and seems to be related to Friday's fighting in Uruzgan province next door, which left several dead on both sides. This seems to be a continuation of that, with the government troops pursuing the Taliban, pushing them, if you will, into this area. But it's impossible to confirm the figures that we've been given by the government.
Do we know anything more about who might be behind these attacks on U.S. and Afghan forces loyal to President Hamid Karzai?
Everyone says the Taliban, you know, always. But you have to remember that there's a little ambiguity here in this part of the world. And a lot of people in Kabul, a lot of aid agency people, a lot of UN officials and some people on the American side seem to be suggesting that there's sort of this triangle. First, you have, you know, remnants of Al-Qaeda at one point on the triangle, and they're trying to make trouble for the Afghan government and by implication the Americans. And then there's Al-Qaeda's local ally, the Taliban. That would be another point on this triangle. Mm-hmm. And the two were very tight, you know, before the U.S. toppled the Taliban. And then the third point in this triangle would be Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, a former Mujahideen commander in the war against the Soviets, who was also briefly prime minister here after the fall of the Soviet-backed government to the Mujahideen. He's also a religious hardliner. He's got a very nasty reputation. And the feeling here is that all of these groups may be working loosely together here to try to undermine the government. So when one of these attacks occurs, the Afghan government, you know, they say Taliban, but in reality it could be any combination of these three. But what we have pretty much established at this point here is that there's been a pattern to these attacks in the past month or so. They've been targeting police. They've been targeting local and international aid workers. They've been targeting, you know, basically symbols of the new government, and the attacks are becoming more frequent.
You speak about undermining the government, and certainly aid workers have tried to help shore up Kandahar province and other areas there. Are they having to leave the area because of the security, and is that creating further hardship for either the Karzai government or Afghans locally?
I think it's embarrassing for the government, and the answer to your question is yes. Both the UN and some NGOs have severely restricted the activities of their employees in several of these provinces. So definitely it's embarrassing for the government, but on the other hand, the government doesn't have a lot of resources right now. They're looking for a lot more help. They ask repeatedly for the mandate of the ISAF Stabilization Force, which is now run by NATO, for their mandate to be expanded beyond the capital, Kabul, out into the provinces so that the security situation could improve. But so far, the United States hasn't been very willing to have that happen. The donor nations haven't been willing to have that happen. So this is the situation we're left with.
NPR's Michael Sullivan speaking to us from Kandahar. Thanks very much, Michael.
You're welcome, Jackie.